Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
7:13, we get the big guest here at WWL because we've been on the air since 1927, of course, one of the legendary stations in the country. And the chairman of the Securities and Exchange Commission joins us now, and we're honored to have him. Jay Clayton, good morning, Mr. Secretary. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Why are you in the city?
I'm here. We're going to do a couple of things today. We're meeting with some Main Street investors to hear their concerns about the markets and investing. I'm going to address a group of military personnel about how to plan for retirement. And then I'm talking to some investment professionals later in the afternoon.
You know, we've discussed this obviously a lot here at WWL, you know, retirement and so forth and investing. And it amazes me. And I think, you know, I'm guilty of it as well. A lot of us will maybe travel across town and save 20 cents a pound on beef because that we can understand. But when it comes to something that is so much more important in terms of retirement funds and everything else, it seems as though some people just have a, I don't understand what it's doing, just let's hope everything works out approach.
I got to tell you, traveling the country in this job, it's been a privilege to meet a lot of people, but that is my number one question for, you know, your Main Street investors. Know what you're paying for what you're getting. How much of your dollars are going to work for you and how much, you know, are going to work for somebody else. You want to maximize the dollars that are going to work for you.
Yeah, I think sometimes it's intimidating to people because, and myself included, we don't understand it, so we tend to ignore it. Before we get to that, I'm just curious. I always like to do a little personal thing with people. How does one become the chairman of the Securities and Exchange Commission?
Well, yeah, I think the chances of me becoming this, having this job and this responsibility 3 years ago were about 1%, but maybe that's how it happens. I spent 25 years working in our securities markets and around the world, and it just so happened the opportunity knocked, and I took it.
So what exactly do you guys do in terms of protecting us working stiffs and I guess even some big investors from being swindled or to make sure that all of the rules are being followed?
It's threefold. We set rules. Rules are mostly based on people having to tell you the truth. And then we inspect the investment professionals for whether they're telling the truth. We have about 1,000 people who inspect investment professionals. And then if they're not telling the truth, we have an enforcement division that has about another 1,000 people, and we bring actions. So set some good rules, inspect for those rules, and when people don't follow them, you know, chase them down.
In terms of these bundled loans, whatever you want to call it, the no-doc things that caused so many troubles in 2008, is all of that over with? Can people do that anymore?
Well, that's a little bit away from us, but I'll address it anyway. You know, the loans like that, with their what I would say intricate, complicated features, it's hard to say that you're able to explain that to somebody in plain language. And you know, big thing for me is if you're selling something to a Main Street investor, you got to be able to explain it in plain language they can understand.
All right. So in terms of that, how do you understand the risks of this? How do you try to keep your money safe? I guess there are different levels of this, but I think most of us probably put it in a mutual fund and hope for the best. So what are some of the risks of investing? What steps can we take to protect ourselves? And do you guys at the SEC have anything to help us understand all of this?
Well, we do. We have a website, investor.gov. That's investor.gov. But going to your specific question, the first thing is know that you're dealing with a professional. Are they registered? Is the person you're dealing with, who you're investing your money with, somebody who's registered with the SEC? You can check that out on investor.gov. If they're not registered, risk goes up. And then if they are registered, we track their disciplinary history. you can see their disciplinary history on investor.gov. And if they have problems in the past, you know, we've had to you know, give them a slap on the wrist or something much worse. You can look at it, and if that's happened, risk goes way up. So, you know, go to investor.gov and check out who you're dealing with.
Investor.gov, and are there any other kind of hints for people when it comes to investing, or is it strictly about avoiding fraud?
No, Tommy, you hit it. You know, you mentioned mutual funds, or there are ETFs. Diversification, the more you diversify, and you can do that these days through mutual funds, ETFs, other products, and you can do it fairly cheaply. Diversification lowers risk without reducing return. In fact, sometimes it can lower risk and increase return. So I really recommend that people diversify. I recommend that they get started early. And again, that they watch those costs. Keep those costs down.
We only have a minute left. And again, I'd like to go back to the personal part of it. What is your day like? How do you wake up and then you start checking on stuff, or people report to you?
Well, you know, it's every day is different, but it's all about engagement. Engaging with the staff that I mentioned about, you know, their concerns or their initiatives, engaging with investors, engaging with professionals in the marketplace. You know, we hear about Brexit these days. I've been engaged on Brexit and trying to make sure that if we do have a hard Brexit, it doesn't impact our investors or our markets any more than it has to. Those are just it's just a constant engagement, and you know, it's a fascinating job, Tommy.
I bet you must be pretty good at math.
Better with math than words.
Yeah, because, well, no, you're a very eloquent man. I say that because it's March 14th, Pi Day, and I have the members of the staff manually dividing it to see if it is, in fact, infinite. And
when you find an infinite pi, let me know.
They're up to about 50,000 divisions now. Real quick, I know this has nothing to do. People get confused when you say SEC, Security and Exchange Commission, as opposed to Southeast Conference. But just to take a gamble on this, you don't know anything about Will Wade and LSU basketball, do you?
A little bit. I do know that when people hear I'm the SEC chairman, they start asking me for tickets.
And to fire Nick Saban. Thank you. I appreciate your time. I really do, sir. It's a pleasure.
Thanks a lot.
You have a good day. Security and Exchange Commission.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.